On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, it is Nicola Everett.
The day before the UK was due to leave the EU, there's still no solution to the Brexit deadlock. Yesterday, Theresa May promised to step down as Prime Minister if her deal wins enough support. The DUP, though, are still refusing to back it. But our political editor, Paul Francis, says the offer did manage to convince some Kent MPs to change their minds.
These included the Gillingham MP, Raymond Chishti, who has twice opposed the original Brexit deal. He said that he was now worried that Remainers in Parliament would wreck the opportunity of any Brexit at all. And a similar argument was put forward by the Dover MP, Charlie Elphick.
Well, Ashford MP Damian Green is a long-time friend of Theresa May and her former deputy. He's supporting her decision.
She thought her main duty was to get the Brexit deal through. So if leaving office early, sacrificing the highest office in politics, meant that she could do her duty to get the deal through, then she was prepared to do that.
What we do know today is that Parliament will sit tomorrow to debate Brexit, but it's not clear whether there'll be a third vote on the withdrawal agreement.
KMFM News.
10 days after a man found injured in Chatham died in hospital, his death is now being treated as murder. He was in his 30s and was found injured at a property in Westmount Avenue. Four people have been questioned and released on bail. Next this lunchtime, a story that tens of thousands of you have been reading on kentonline.co.uk. Two school children deny being behind a prank which saw crushed nuts put in the classroom of a teacher who has a severe allergy. They've been excluded for 20 days after it happened at Rochester Grammar. Peter McDonald is so convinced his daughter wasn't the culprit, he's gone to extreme levels to prove it.
Well, one of my wife's friends was chatting to her and said, well, it's a bit of an impasse. Why don't you go for something like a lie detector test? She maintained all the time that she was telling the truth, but no one would believe her. But in the report, basically, she's passed every question they've asked.
The two-hour test cost him £600. Alexandra insists she's innocent and is now worried about what her friends think.
Going back, it's going to be hard with everybody thinking, oh, what have these people done? Like, doing this horrible thing.
The schools say they won't apologise for their decision, which they took following an internal investigation. Border Force have intercepted a boat off the Kent coast following reports of suspected migrants on board. They were called to the water close to the port of Dover just after 4 this morning. Since November, there have been more than 40 cases of small vessels crossing the channel involving almost 400 people.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Sevenoaks mum is campaigning for a life-saving drug to be made available to people with cystic fibrosis. Ali Dillon's 20-year-old son Ollie has the condition and could benefit from the drug, or can be. She says the drug's been licensed for 3 years and is available elsewhere, but not here in England.
11 EU countries, it's available in Ireland, and Scotland have just got access to it as well. But it didn't pass NICE's appraisal system, the way that they put drugs through it.
A petition needs 13,000 more signatures before it has the chance to be debated in Parliament. Police have been called to Greenhithe after bleach was allegedly thrown in a man's face when a teenager's house party turned into a street brawl. A man was taken to hospital and firefighters had to wash down Courtyard Mews on Sunday night because of the unknown substance. A 28-year-old woman and a man who's 31 have been questioned. And Killing Eve dominates the nominations for this year's TV BAFTAs. It's up for 14, with stars Jodie Comer and Sandra Oh up against each other for leading actress. A Very English Scandal is also high in the nominations list with 12.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Now with some football and cricket news this lunchtime, here's Tom.
Well, we'll start with football, as Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's confirmed as Manchester United's permanent manager. He's been given a 3-year contract following a successful spell as caretaker boss following the sacking of Jose Mourinho. He's guided the team to the Champions League quarterfinals and back into contention for a top 4 place in the Premier League. Fans outside Old Trafford are delighted.
Absolutely love it. I think he's doing brilliantly. They're like a completely different team.
It was very nice to wake up this morning and to see that.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer looks like he's been getting the fans under. Everybody behind the team, I mean, the confidence is just rolling and rolling and rolling on, like.
Cricket and Kent's Tammy Beaumont's hit 42 not out to help England's women secure a 2020 series whitewash over Sri Lanka. They made 202 for 4 from their 20 overs in Colombo before restricting the opposition to 108 for 6. And Kent's Daniel Bell Drummond says he's looking forward to being the club's vice-captain for the start of the season. He's taking on the role alongside Haino Koon while Sam Billings and Joe Denley play in the England Premier League. Kent are currently in Hove for a friendly with Sussex.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.